the toxic substance coming in our body more and more, and elimination less and less. And then it has many different factors contribute to that. But in general, I will just concentrate on two main ways only. That means materially visible particle and invisible particle, that means energy. For the visible particle, it's easy. For example, we ate the processed food with chemical in that, with toxic substance in that. Our body will recognize that and will secrete the mucus to block, right? But at the same time, our immune system still recognize, because that is a foreign substance, exactly like the bacteria or the virus or whatever from outside invade in our body, because the energy, the structure, everything different with our body. So immune system recognize right away. So to do a job to take care of that. Even though it's slow, but it recognize right away and it respond right away. The problem because of the input more than the output. So it takes longer time, it takes more effort to take care of that. But that way still easier. The other way it much more difficult. That's the invisible particle or the energy stuff. And this will explain why women usually have more cancer than men, and why for the therapy it's more difficult than men. And that's why I recommend people do the total relaxation, try to sit down in meditation. Now, at the first one I'm talking about the material, it's difficult but it's much easier than the invisible energy got stuck. For men, when we get angry, when we get upset, we blow it out, we manifest that by the physical action. We may hit, we may shout, we may yell, we do something, but then after, they let go. They don't keep it much internally. They don't repeat that over and over again. But for women, you see not that way, right? You just let it there, okay, you think it over and you mad, something like that. Right? That is the first thing. The other thing, you see men have more muscle than fat tissue. Women have more fat tissue than muscle. So all of the blood vessel, the nerve, okay, it's in the middle of the pull around the muscle slide and twist, make the blood vessel move and the blood flow. Also, whenever the energy channel is stuck, okay, we move, exercise, active, okay, and get clear. Fat tissue, when we move, it put away. Unless you do the fasting, that is the only way to help to burn out the extra fat tissue, no other way. That's your diet first, but secondly, you have to do the fasting. First one, the particle under the energy gets stuck, usually it in the fat tissue more like one experience we encounter it almost normally. What happens when you feel upset, when you feel angry? High, right? The pressure up and then hard to breathe or patient, right? So that means whenever we upset, the neural system or the nerve will tie our blood pressure, our tissue, so it blocks the flow of energy, the blood, so that's why we feel stressed, heat it up, because burn out. It spends a lot of energy in our body. And also, we feel tired because it type on the blood vessel, on the tissue. But what happens when we can disappear slowly or quickly right away? See, so that's why if we not identify it and the problem is just ongoing, what happens for the material easily, but for the invisible energy, this is the problem. Usually when we have the tension upset in our brain, right? In our brain, so it will, the heat will up, and you know when the heat will up, what happened with the young children when they had fever? Seizure, because it messes up the transmission, right? So that is the first thing, it will mess up the transmission and the signal in our brain. Again, especially this guy, be circulate and be blocked by all the negative energy around him. And then what next? When that happened, the whole system below that, the whole gland, be malfunction. Because this is the headquarter. It from here, it will spread out to the pituitary gland, down to the thymus gland, and just keep going down to to the thyroid gland, to the thymus gland, to the heart, the kidney, the pancreas, the renal gland, and etc. Going down. So when we have the continual upset, what we call the internal energy blockage, it will tie on the blood pressure on the energy channel. And you know the energy itself invisible, it's just like a heat, right? Like the invisible, like a heat flowing around. But and then when the nerve, when you get upset, it the nerve is tired, the knot still starts to form. The energy flowing like this, alright? And then the nerve everywhere, tiny, and it screen and it block the way of the air flowing or the energy flowing. And in our body, the meridian, the channel, it everywhere and it close together. After the pressure, because the blockage, the pressure will build up, right? So when we compress the air and the high pressure, what is coming out? Come liquid, right? The air, when we compress, it will convert to the liquid form. So now, when the pressure build up, and then the arm of the blockage in the airway, in the meridian, in the energy channel, it starts to build up the pressure, and the tiny drop of liquid starts to form. Very tiny, tiny. And remember, all of this happens internally in our body, from our own energy now. So the immune system and the radar in the central nervous system cannot identify it yet compared to the foreign substance from the food we eat or from the environment come in. So it just, if we not identify it, the process continue to build up. So at first, tiny drop of liquid, and then where it used to go, it goes to the neophyte tissue and to the gland, because it usually have some space in there, you know, in the thyroid gland, in the thymus gland, in the breast, in the lung, in the kidney, especially you see from the lung, from the breast, it usually have a lot of space for all of the follicles. The droplets start to build up, and the pressure continues to rise and more droplets form the size that get bigger. Now, the radar, the central nervous system start to recognize because the size is bigger, the number more grow larger. So when it recognize that, the radar will send out a message to the thyroid, the thymus gland, that is the headquarter of the immune system. What the immune system usually do, they will send the macrophage, the white blood cell, the natural killer, etc., go to the site to investigate. If that is a foreign substance, easy, because the energy level totally different, the image totally different. They recognize, right? After they recognize and they have the way to treat it right away, and they put that into the memory cell to remember, next time you come back, I will know you right away. Unfortunately, this one, when they send the sodium up, for example, we have the buildup, the blood in here, in the thyroid gland, in the breast. So when they send a sodium here to investigate, they could not find anything wrong because the energy still the same energy with our body. The liquid still the same liquid with our body. But and then because we not recognize to transform that, so the pressure is just building up. More droplets form and it fill up that area. The radar in the central nervous system recognize, hey, if you are in the age of giving birth, or if you are in the period or have a period, the hormone is up and down, right? And if you are having a baby, the milk production, it will up and down. It never stable, or it never just keep on going, rising and rising. So now, this guy starts to worry. And the more it worries, the more message is sent down to the thymus gland, that means the headquarters of the immune system. Hey, you have to do something. You have to send some soldier there to investigate the sort of problem. So when the first troop came up, it's already difficult because of the frequency, the energy, the liquid, everything the same, exactly the same with our body. So they can do nothing. They just stay around that, investigate and just look and observe. But then this guy looked down again. He's surprised. Before I send out the message for you to take care of the problem, it looked like not severe because it's clear, it's just a liquid. It's just the energy only. And now I'm asking you to come to investigate the sort of problem, but the problem is it seems not be so. It's a little bit more severe because I saw some particle in there. He could not say anything because far away, but he know that it has some particle now, some solid, because that is a cell from the immune system. So he sent out the order again. So this guy had to respond to the order. And he went to send out the second troop up. More sodium going up there. So the second troop going up. What happened next? More difficult. Because when the second group go up there, they will find out, oh, all our brother and sister there. Right? The first group, they just cannot see anything. But the second group go up, they will say, hey, that is you, other brother and sister, they just came before. So now, what they can do? Nothing then, just stay around there, continue to investigate, to observe. And now, back to this guy, he starts to get mad. I'm sending out a message, an order, to ask you to come to investigate to solve the problem. But it seemed to me the problem not be so, but it was a little bit more severe. Because I saw more and more particles, more solid there. So what happened? The cycle going back and forth. The more he recognized, the more message he sent down. The more message sent down, the more the thymus gland had to respond to the immune system. So more and more sodium be sent up there. So at first, the size is small. Slowly, the size get bigger. At first, it's liquid and air. Slowly, it dry up with particle. It become harder and harder. And then, what happened? It will block the way the flow of energy more, right? And when it block more, the pressure build up more. The pressure build up more, that means it gets stuck in that. And finally, it will isolate and the whole cell-control tumor. Cell-control area look like they claim independent country in the whole nation. But not that's it. The problem because you know, in our body, we have the process, the program for cell synthesis. Not we want to do and it have to do right away. We need the material, we need to have the program, we need to have a time, right? But now, because of the response, the request from the central nervous system and the response from the immune system have to reply to the response, to the request. So it just keeps going on crazy. That's why the patient burn out the energy real quick when they get the tumor. See, everything the patient eat, it will supply for that tumor because the process for cell synthesis, it just grow crazy. And what happened next? Because all of the normal cell be set up there and now no longer enough. So it had to synthesize quicker, faster. So what happened then? When you do anything quicker, faster, definitely sooner or later you will find out more and more defect problem. Right? So that's why the first in the core, the cell still normal. But the later on, the cells surrounding them become defective. Only about 70%, 80% good, 20% no good. That's why when we treat for cancer, it's difficult because if we kill the cancer cell, that means we kill the normal cell too. You see, that is one of the difficulties of the medical system right now. And also because it like the fatty tissue, it used to grow up near fast, so it can block, it can have a kind of the protective layer. And the medication treatment for cancer has to have capacity to penetrate into the fat tissue, so that makes harder to study or to synthesize for the cancer drug. But not that's it. That's not the only thing. Remember, this process is an ongoing process from the blocking of the energy build up to the liquid, the droplet, and up to the particle and build up to the tumor, the key. So that process is an ongoing process. The pressure for the surrounding area, like when the tumor gets bigger, to be solid, to be harder, the pressure to the surrounding area, that means surrounding cell, be suppressed like the 100,000 string be compressed, right? Until the level they no longer can handle and we have a sign symptom. But actually it happened already, but we're not mindful enough to recognize that. until the size of the tumor big enough, until the pressure to the surrounding cell big enough, it no longer can handle and then will feel pain. Especially depend on the location, it will compress or it interfere with the nearby organ. So we will feel pain quicker. We will identify the signs and symptoms quicker. But it's not right at the moment, it's ongoing process. So it's like a thousand, hundred thousand string being compressed until it no longer can handle, and then boom, you feel too pain and you cannot stand with that. And what you do? Go to the doctor after. Go to the hospital. Too easy. You can palpate and you can feel the knot or the tumor. And now to be sure, they will do CT scan, MRI, they identify the sign, everything. Right? So easy. You are the guy to cause the problem. Take you out. Too simple. Right? Too simple. But they forgot about it, ongoing process. And even though right now the technology of microscope, we can take a look at, for example, the tumor size that big. When we cut, we may cut bigger, and we use the microscope to see the border of the cut, the cell normal or abnormal. Yet, that's good. But remember, the technology right now is not 100% accuracy, and it has a limitation because of the energy flowing in our body. They cannot see yet. They cannot be seen yet. They cannot be detected yet. Right? So the same thing for the compression to the surrounding cell. How can they identify that? Even though they cut far away. Depend how far away they cut. That's why okay, sometimes they cut and they identify the border, the abnormal. They say, okay, that's good. But after a few months, how many not coming out? Multiple. Why is that? That's why some doctor, experienced one, they may cut completely, really, really far away. They may remove the whole breast. They may remove the whole stomach. Instead, they have very tiny bit. So the farther away they remove, the less chance for metastasize. But it still had a risk for that. Why is that? I will tell you. This is an ongoing process. Right? So the direction, it just keep flowing that way. All of the supplier on going that direction. All of the energy block going that direction. So it concentrates on that. And the pressure building up in that. On the sudden, when we remove that, it's called a form of succession. And now we have a whole empty space. So the process continues to go faster because now we have nothing to block. So it grows faster. First. Secondly, around that, it has 100,000 different cells, like the string under compression. At the moment when we put the knife in there to remove that one, so the 100,000 now be free, right? The string now be free, and so it just boom, fly out. So it can go to multiple directions. And after a while, it will settle down. And now, when it settles down, it goes back to the energy affinity or chemical attractive affinity. Whoever close together, whoever the same frequency will combine together. And that way, okay, now the cycle repeat. When it come back together, it will create some abnormal sign or abnormal knot in our body. And the process again, when that form, it will block the flow of energy and the pressure build up. And also, it always have a higher affinity to raw the nutrition. So if we're not really careful, the more nutrition The wrong way we feed, we will feed the tumor more than the regular cell. So after a few months, we will discover we have a multiple metastasize, multiple tumor or not only one anymore. You see? So that's the first thing, and we could not look through that. So that's why the diagnosis already have some mistake in that. Now, next, because if we don't see that, next to the treatment, during the time of that process, the immune system had to work crazy, overwork, really tired. He not stay there and enjoy relax. He already tried his best, but unfortunately, okay, he cannot handle the situation. And then after that, we throw in the whole bunch of chemotherapy or radiation. That is a very toxic chemical, right? So that is a very heavy burden for the immune system and for the liver, because they are the ones to detoxify. So what happened? Look like, okay, you are tired, and now they ask you to carry some more stuff. You collapse, right? That's why, okay, just only when the first dose or the second dose of chemotherapy, you see how the patient look, almost collapse, losing hair, cannot eat, the immune system, the digestive system collapse right away. Because it's over the burden, it's too much for them. So if we not carefully, okay, the patient may die or may be collapsed, not only physically but mentally. But if the patient have a good mental state, good counseling, good preparation, they may overcome that. Otherwise the patient will collapse and never can get it back. So that is a mistake from the medical side. The mistake from the caregiver side, again, and the patient have that condition, and you know that all the affinity to draw the energy to synthesize the cancer cell much quicker and faster, stronger than the normal cell, because they are the hunger, terrible hunger. So whatever we supply, they will take it right away before the normal cell. And when we see the patient sick, the patient skinny, tired, what we want to give the patient? Meat, meal, on nutrition, right? On a very no good one. We consider good, but actually turn out no good, because not enough oxygen, and the state of mind not get ready, not prepared yet. So the more nutrition food you provide to the patient, the more toxic coming out. You see? So now it's another burden for the immune system. The next one, for the patient side, tired, no energy, don't want to move, don't want to take a deep breath, don't want to exercise. Totally wrong, because the less oxygen, the more favorable for the tumor, for the cancer cell. The less oxygen, the more favorable for the toxic gas buildup. Right? So the less exercise, the less energy be burned out in the storage, in the muscle. And the less moving, the less exercise, the less energy can flow evenly into the body. So all that is a negative thing, leading to the tumor grow faster and kick the patient down quicker. So if the first thing we learn this one, so whenever anyone we know the patient have a cancer, the first thing we should give the patient good advice. Be relaxed and don't worry, because everyone have a cancer cell in the body. And we will explain the patient the process that's going on. So just relax and identify by meditation. Let The body relaxes, so we release the knot. We don't get the pressure building up anymore. We cut the direction, we cut the flow to that tumor. And then also, by meditation, we will get the brain cell re-correct and redirect it. Transformation, the message and information. And well, don't worry too much about how to nourish the patient. Just let the patient relax and start fasting for a few days to a few weeks, or simplify their diet as much as possible. Because the hunger will die before the real self. You think about that. If you have two or three people, the one really, really crazy for food, that one will die first before the other one. Right? And then the advantage at the Buddha taught that when we eat, okay, I already told you, right? Eat less, sleep less, and closing less. When we eat less, if we provide our body only 2/3 of the stomach, that means, for example, we need 1500 calories a day. Now we eat only 2/3 of our stomach, that means we provide only 1000 calories. So where is our body need for, where is our body find for the other 500? The first thing is the very smart. Go into our GI tract. We have a million of the flora and the bacteria in here. The no good one will be killed first. And then next to the abnormal, the dead cell. Why is that? Because when we take the protein outside, remember that the animal protein, the energy different. So the body has to convert that, to break it down into the same energy of the human being so it can absorb and it can use. But now, all of this one stay in the body for a long time. So the energy is really close to that body. So the patient body doesn't have to do much, just recycle it. You see, that is a normal process during the day, during we are living in society. If we keep doing that is a way to supply the energy, and that is a way self-cleansing for our body. The immune system will do that. And after it finished that, after it takes all of the energy from the first level, the material level, it starts to go up to search for the second one, starts to go up to search for the third one. That's why automatically we lift up our mental state or our spirituality. Okay? So therefore, when the patient gets sick like that, especially you see, this is the way the nature does. Look at a tree, look at a cat or a dog. Whenever they feel not well, the first thing they do, stop eating. See, the first thing they do, stop eating, find out a good place, quiet, night, and it's rest. So if we see the patient not eating and we just, eat, that's totally wrong. Because if the digestive system cannot be rest, cannot be eliminated all the toxin, okay, the whole body will tire and toxin will get into the bloodstream more and it will toxic the whole body. So that's why the first thing, just let the patient rest and don't supply, don't give the patient any solid food, especially the protein is very, very dangerous. Just let them rest, fasting for a few days, a few weeks, if they can, and just provide the vegetable or the fruit juice. It has a lot of the mineral, vitamin, and the protein will be reused and recycled. And automatically, after a few days, the hunger on the cancer cell, okay, will slowly die. and the normal cell will take that recycle, and then we can do one thing at a time, but actually it's cleansing and it's recovering. And then also slowly as the patient learn how to take the deep breath, how to exercise, how to meditate, relax. And later on we will learn more about the other thing, because we have the karma, we have the bad energy carried over from the past life, and we have the bad energy collected from the universe. So not only we treat ourselves, we heal ourselves, we have to do repentance to share the energy, to share the merit with all the other people, all the other energy. We have to combine all of that so the therapy will be quicker and the healing will be faster. Alright? Right, thank you very much for listening, and next time we will go deeper, investigate this one and practice this one.
It's cancer, and she went through all vegetables, no meat, no
egg. Yes, here we didn't have much opportunity to explore and to help people because of the law. In Europe, it's easier, and in Vietnam, okay, it's much, much easier. That's why I used to spend 1 month during the summer to take the university from Europe. Train to have to treat people in this way. And in Vietnam, we have a cancer center, and each week we have about 5 buses, take about 200 people at least to a center. We teach them this one and show them some recipe, very simple natural recipe, and sit up at meditation, how to be mindful in life, and how to be strong mind, encourage them, and to eat by the way they did before, the wrong view, and the wrong consumption. And that's very helpful. Yeah, that's very helpful to change their life. Especially in Vietnam, okay, most patients don't have insurance like in America. So the cost for therapy, they may have to sell their house. And everything, the field, the field to ride, the auction, the house, all is sold. And finally, they still cannot do anything because the patient died in painful. I showed them that we have many different ways. At least if not the mental way, we have a way to treat the body, the physical body, but to let to have a little bit, at least they can relax a little bit, and then slowly introduce the meditation, the relaxation to them. And it really benefits. And as you know, right now in America we have I think more than 1500 centers to do the therapy by this way for the terminal ill patient. Alright, thank you very much, and we take a few minutes break, and if you want we can do the last Qigong, so hopefully you can remember and bring it practice back home. It have one more powerful one. The second one, the guy not really can do that yet, so I don't want to show the third one. So at least the first one, alright? And then whenever you forgot, okay, you can go to the web. It has a video to show you, and so you can follow.